Bowled Over. I'm John Johnson, and we'll tell you about it next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Time certainly flies when you're having fun, and it's hard to believe that this winter will be the 10th time that the MHSAA will conduct bowling tournaments for boys and girls. Last week, I had the opportunity to take in a match between two neighboring schools, and everything we said a decade ago about bowling in the high school community is as true now as it was then. The two teams hustled in from the cold mid-Michigan day and promptly set up everything around the lanes they were going to use for the meet. Chairs set up in semicircles, tables at the back for snacks, and another set of chairs in the back for the parents who were able to break away before the end of the normal business day to watch their children perform. The beauty of bowling, as we said 10 years ago, was that we were most likely to involve a group of completely new kids to high school sports, young people to whom other activities weren't their cup of tea for a variety of reasons. This was going to be their place to plug in and proudly wear the school colors on the same footing as their classmates in other sports. And there was no doubt that some of the kids that I watched found their niche. It was also obvious that there were some other kids present who found bowling enjoyable as a second or a third sport. And they were all there fulfilling one of school sports' true missions, to provide an after-school classroom through which they could all learn and grow. It was different kinds of kids, all sizes, shapes, and colors, all different kinds of skill levels. I really loved the two-handed delivery of some of the kids and the fact that some of them just walked over to the ball rack to see if their favorite house ball was available that day. They were all united as a team and all participating in what can be a lifetime sport, unlike so many other activities that kids can choose from. It was one of those reaffirming moments that remind you about why school sports exist. Even in the midst of some of our own dirty laundry, specialization, so-called high-profile transfers, overemphasis on college scholarship, and the list goes on and on. In fact, the only discouraging thing about the whole meet was that the coaches had to encourage the kids to hustle through their warm-ups and games because, as is the case in so many non-school facilities where our games take place, there was a league coming in behind them and they had to finish by a certain time. But when you think about the big picture in school sports, I certainly got bowled over last week by a group of kids who were happy to have the opportunity to represent their school and participate in a sport they could have a lot of fun in. I'll be back with more after this.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And if you want to check out a little high school bowling online, visit the MHSAA.tv website. That match I was at was between Hazlitt and East Lansing High Schools, and it was produced by Hazlitt students in the MHSAA school broadcast program. And there was a match from last Saturday between Byron and Montrose that was also on the schedule to be covered by Montrose students. Check out those videos and many more at MHSAA.tv. Join us again next time for another edition MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network.